Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from America's finest city, it's the John Cantara Show.
Ho-ho, doctor!
Now, here's the coach, John Cantara, on 97.3 The Fan.
Hour number two, Coach John Cantara with you to 3 o'clock, and it'll be the Gwen and Chris Show, and Chris Ello in that promotional talk there. I will be listening to them on their way home. I really enjoy that show. It was fun working on that show, but it's really fun to listen to that show. And the boys will stop by for a little crossover coming up at about 2:50 today. We're going until 3. Jeff Fletcher, Orange County Register, going to join us at 2:35, talk Angel baseball. I would ask anybody, was anybody in our listening audience right now at the Angel game on Friday night? If you were, would you give me a call? I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to. I watched the end of the game. I was going back and forth. Padre game got over. I went over, watched them close it out to get the no-hitter, and then I watched what they had on the extra innings package, and then I switched over to the MLB Network and saw Mike Trout being interviewed by Kelly Nash and Trout. I love Trout. We talked a lot about Mike Trout last week during the All-Star break. Trout's amazing. Amazing. He had to leave yesterday's game in the second inning. Right calf tightness. MRI today, listed day-to-day. And maybe when Jeff Fletcher from the OCR joins us at 2:35, maybe he'll have an update on Mike Trout. But just an amazing evening Friday night up there at Angel Stadium. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Padres get swept over the weekend, 3 straight by the Atlanta Braves. Have you given up on this team? You know, normally I have full phone lines. I'm a little surprised today, Jim, that people aren't calling in. I don't know if it's just a Monday, a weekend hangover. We had the Pride weekend here in San Diego. I know a lot of people were out at that. They were out there at Country Fest at the Del Mar Racetrack Fair area over the weekend. I don't know if there's kind of a hangover effect, but I have a feeling, Jim, that some of the folks out there maybe are giving up on this ball club after they got swept 3 straight by Atlanta.
It's a very bleak Monday. Case of the Mondays for sure.
You know, the worst part about today is the Padres aren't playing. We got to sit around and fester and talk about everything that went wrong for the Padres over the weekend.
And it's kind of like they're coming up against the Marlins here, and it's not a walk in the park.
No, the Marlins are not that bad a ball. They got some really good young players.
And the reason why it's not that walk in the park is because the Padres have not played well against lesser teams this year. So you have that concern in the back of your mind that, well, the Padres, you know, you need, if they swept the Marlins, that would be amazing. But have they shown anything this year to tell you that they play well against lesser teams? No. So that's concerning.
I'd love to see sweep the Marlins, get back to 500 before they show up at Wrigley Field on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I would like to see that.
I mean, if you drop 2 out of 3 to the Marlins, and then you go into the friendly confines. Now, I will tell you, the Cubs, you don't know what the Cubs are going to do, because the Cubs look like a World Series contender one day, and they look like a middle-end ball club the next day. They've not been very consistent at all this year. And then you move on next week to take on the New York Mets. And the Mets, depending on who you get, I mean, you could get Syndergaard unless you trade for him. You could get DeGrom. Who knows who is going to be pitching for the Mets? And it's not like the Padres score a lot of runs other than hitting home runs. When they hit homers, they look pretty good. They cannot manufacture runs at all, Jim. They cannot manufacture runs. They don't have a lot of guys with speed. Fernando Tatis Jr., Margot can run a little bit. But other than that, not a lot of speed on this ball club right now. And, you know, I mentioned going to the top. Are the Padres seriously going to go after Syndergaard? I don't know, but I will tell you this. And, Jim, I shared this with you last night when I was watching the Dodger game. And a little after 5, I got a text message from a man that's in baseball. and goes, John, you may be on to something. And I'm going, wow, this is sounding pretty good. He goes, there's a New York Mets high-ranking official that has seen the San Diego Padres four long-season minor league ball clubs. And that means they've seen El Paso, they've seen Amarillo, they've seen Lake Elsinore, and they've seen Fort Wayne, the four regular season minor league ball clubs. Then you've got, you know, teams in the Northwest League and the Arizona League that just got started here a couple of weeks ago. And this high-ranking Mets official, not only has he seen the four minor league teams, and normally when you go in there to watch a minor league game and evaluate players, you're there for 5 days. So this scout may have been down watching 20 different days of minor league Padre baseball. And then in my text message, it said that this high-ranking Mets official had seen 12 Padre games. That means he's looking at every starter, reliever, and every player on this Padre ball club. So if there is a deal, they know who exactly who they want to ask for. And again, I would ask you fans right now, would you go after Syndergaard? And then today we find out Zach Wheeler, Jim, who's was a guy that's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. His name had been bandied about, not so much with San Diego, but other teams. And the Mets apparently wanted 2-for-1 for Wheeler. He goes on the IL today. So you got to wonder now, will they still try to move Syndergaard? Again, Syndergaard's under control this year, next year, and the following year. So if you got Syndergaard, if you really believe Syndergaard's the guy, then go get him. Go get him. The other question you got to have, and I got to bring it up again, and we talked about it last week. We even talked about it the first week we were on before we went to the July 4th holiday. What are you going to do with Will Myers? I mean, you've almost got to attach Kirby Yates and just say, hey, will you take Will Myers if we give you Kirby Yates? And then you got to figure out how much the Padres are going to pay, how much the other ball club would pay, because over the next 3 years, Will Myers is making $60 million to be a fourth outfielder right now here in San Diego. You're going to almost have to give Kirby Yates away if you can attach him to Will Myers.
Is praying an option?
Praying's always an option, Jim.
Just hoping? Is hoping another option? Just hope that he does better or hope that someone would take him?
Well, think about what Bob Scanlon said. He talked to Will Myers. Myers goes, I've never learned more about hitting mechanics in my life. But his hitting mechanics right now are awful. He opens up. He flies open. He's not trying to hit the ball the other way. Use the middle of the diamond. Anytime you're struggling as a hitter, and this is for you young ball players out there that may be listening to the show today with your dad or maybe a high school or college player, whenever you're struggling, work on using the middle of the diamond. There's more hits in the middle of the diamond than anywhere else. And I'm watching Will Myers. He had 3 pinch hit appearances over the weekend, and he struck out all 3 times.
He was down 3-0. He swung at 3-0.
Yeah. Well, that if the pitch is where you want it, go ahead and go for it, brother.
Or maybe, I don't know, get
on base. I'm seeing more guys this year swinging at 3-0 than I ever have.
Manny swung at 3-0 yesterday. I'm okay with Manny swinging at
3-0. I have no problem with Manny Machado. But I do have a problem with a Francisco Mejia swinging 3-0, a guy that doesn't have good plate discipline.
And swinging at first pitches as well.
Well, sometimes the first pitch, depending on who it is, may be the best pitch you're going to get.
Bases were loaded yesterday.
I know.
And he swung at the first pitch.
Well, you know what? You can argue that. If he hits a double, you can say, hey, he ambushed the guy.
Yeah, but...
Well, it didn't happen.
But Mejia doesn't have that clout, doesn't have that history.
No, he doesn't. You got to earn
I don't know,
that.
Maybe take a couple pitches.
Well, that's where...
Work the count.
You hope guys have been coached well enough to where you don't have to actually put the take sign on for them. And they wouldn't do that at the big league level. We need to get back to the phones. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. I will tell you there is a report out right now that there are two guys available. They wouldn't trade them both, but they'd trade one or the other. And it's the guys that we talked about last week on the show, Hunter Renfroe or Franmil Reyes. Apparently, from what I'm hearing through some baseball people, both of those guys right now are available for the taking in a trade.
And that wasn't just any report. That's by Jeff Passan, the guy that broke the Machado news.
Well, I've heard it from other people other than Jeff Passan, too.
I mean, Reyes and Renfroe have multiple years of control left. So you'd be trading away a guy that you've been under team control for 4-plus years.
I don't know. There's something about Renfroe.
That would be a scary trade.
There's something about Renfroe that I don't think the Padres like.
Really?
I don't know. They've been trying to deal this guy since last year. Remember the season they were talking about trading him to Cincinnati, or those are the rumors that were out there?
Oh, yeah, for that third baseman?
Yeah.
Heard about those.
Eugenio Suarez.
Yes, that's right, before they got Machado.
Yeah, they don't need a third baseman now. Let's get back to the phones again. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. I don't know. We'll see what happens. AJ may not do anything. He may not do anything in state status quo. I just know this. This ball club's got to figure out a way to manufacture some runs. Pacific Beach, Jake, you're next up, kicking off this 1 o'clock hour with Coach John Quintero on a Monday. How you doing?
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm a little irritated because I don't think the Padres put their best foot forward this weekend.
Yeah, that certainly wasn't the for, you know, we're hoping that, you know, I think the next 2 weeks, what we're all talking
about. Oh, Jake, we're losing you. Jake got designated for assignment on that phone call. That was a rough one, wasn't it?
That was pretty bad.
That's all right. We're going to take a timeout anyways. And when we come back, we'll get back to more of your phone calls. We got a lot to get to today. And again, I want to remind everyone, you can check out our website. Our website's absolutely fantastic. Check it out at 973thefansd.com. When we come back, do you think the Padres will trade Hunter Renfroe or Franmil Reyes? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more as we head to 3 o'clock today right here on 97.3 The Fan. 118 The Time on a Monday. Coach John Quintero with you to 3 o'clock. And right now, coming up in the next 30 minutes, we're going to call out the name of our biggest fan. When you hear your name, you have 10 minutes to call back and claim your tickets to see the Padres host the Baltimore Orioles at Petco Park on July 29th. So keep listening for your name to win. By the way, if you call in on time, you'll also qualify for our grand prize, a Vegas road trip to see Shania Twain at Planet Hollywood. If you've not signed up, you can go to 973thefansd.com/biggest fan to win. And by the way, on Wednesday, when Jimmy and I are out there at the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, opening day of Del Mar track season, you can come by our promotional tent and sign up as well. And again, next 30 minutes, stay by the radio, and we'll call out an opportunity for one of our great listeners out there to win some Padre tickets and qualify for the big trip to Las Vegas. We're going to get back to your phone calls. What do you do with Will Myers? Do you attach Kirby Yates and deal him to get out from underneath paying $60 million over the next 3 years? I'd like to get your thoughts on that. And Jeff Passan from ESPN, along with some other sources that I've talked to, apparently both Hunter Renfroe and Franmil Reyes are available in a trade. They wouldn't trade both of those guys. One I could see going without a doubt, no question about it. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Richard in Hillcrest, you're next up with Coach John Quintero. Welcome to the program on 97.3 The Fan. How you doing, Richard?
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. Just a little angry, I guess. You know, I want to see this ball club turn the corner. And right now, I look at the last couple of months, they're actually kind of going backwards.
Hey, Coach, here's my question for you, my comment and question. I'll hang up after this. They're closer to last place than they are to first place right now.
Right.
With the talent they have, the nucleus of the team they have, could it be partly to blame in terms of the coaching aspect of things right now? Because the players they have, they should be a winning ball club. There's no reason why they're not.
Well, you know, not being in the clubhouse, not being on road trips, you know, the manager, he's in his fourth year. It's the first year he's really had, I think, what you'd call a real legitimate major league roster, and they're going through some tough times right now, and the sign of a true leader is being able to get this ball club and turn it around. I agree. I mean, you take a look at their infield. Now, we could talk about second base offensively. They're getting zero out of second base. They're getting a good year out of their first baseman. They're getting an unbelievable year out of their rookie shortstop, and they're getting an outstanding year right now out of their third baseman. There are two corner guys in the outfield. Well, one's got 25, the other's got 27. Center field's been a little shaky. Behind the plate's been a little shaky as far as offense. But their everyday lineup's pretty good. I like their everyday lineup, and I think they should be winning more with that everyday lineup. And then, again, you look at all the struggles in that bullpen. They just haven't been able to get it right for a consistent period of time this year, Richard, with that bullpen. The back end guys have been pretty good. Obviously, with Yates, he's had a fantastic year. Stammen's had his ups and downs, but overall, I'll take Craig Stammen any day of the week. Wingenter, been a little bit up and down. The bullpen's killed him. And the starters not going deep into ball games has killed this ball club. This team should be better than they're performing right now. The thing that really bothers me is how they cannot manufacture runs. And, you know, I know it's a new age of baseball, but you know what? You got to go with what you got, and you got to figure it out. You got to find guys that can put the ball in play and not strike out a high number. You got to start runners to stay out of double plays, try to get first and third type situations out of a hit and run. You may have to bunt early in a ball game. You know, there's nothing wrong with bunting early in a ball game to get a lead, because teams that score first – win a high percentage of the games in Major League Baseball, really in all baseball, except maybe, you know, T-ball. So, you know, I remember one time when the Cardinals came in here, leadoff hitter got on, David Eckstein came up, second batter of the game, laid down a beautiful bunt, and then Albert Pujols got a base hit up the middle, and three batters into the game, it was 1-0 Cardinals. And you look at Tony La Russa, Hall of Fame manager. If he can ask for a guy to bunt in the first inning to try to, you know, get a guy up to where Pujols comes up, you know what? Andy Green can. There's no Hall of Famers other than maybe Machado and down the road Tatis Jr. And I hate to put that stamp on this young shortstop who's a rookie, but this kid's got Hall of Fame ability. I've talked about it before, and I'll continue to talk about it. Machado will probably be a Hall of Famer, I would imagine. But you know what? You got to find a way to manufacture runs, and this team does an awful job in that area. Mitch in New Jersey, listening on the radio.com app. Mitch, welcome to 97.3 The Fan. How are we doing today?
Good show. How you doing? Good show.
Oh, thank you, Mitch. I appreciate it.
I have faith in this team, at least offensively. I think it's the best lineup I think they've ever had. Now, the only way I would trade one of those corner outfielders is if we get someone that's better than Syndergaard. Well, I like to see him go after Syndergaard. If you wrap Myers, Kirby Yates, I would do it. And one more thing, any chance that his hand available, I would like to see him go get him back.
Well, I think the way the Indians are playing right now, Mitch, I don't think Brad Hand is going to be available. There was talk about that, you know, about 3 weeks ago, but now all of a sudden the Indians are really making a push, not only in the division, but even more so right now in the wild card. And they've got some other problems. They're obviously with Carlos Carrasco battling leukemia right now. They're hoping to get Corey Kluber back. The one guy that still may be available is Jake Bauer. We've heard Bauer's name thrown around quite a bit. And he's a guy that's from Southern California, Hart High School up in Newhall and UCLA. I'd love to see a Jake Bauer now. He brings some baggage with him, a little bit different creature, but that's all right. Zach Greinke's a different creature. I mean, that's what makes this world go around. If you shy away from players because they're a little bit different, then you're probably in the wrong business. Mitch, great to hear from you. La Jolla, James, you're next up with Coach John Quintero on a very busy Monday. How you doing today?
Yeah, hey, Coach, I haven't talked to you in about 12 years or so, buddy. but I want to say that's my last time we were actually winning at a consistent team. Coach, I don't think they can do anything unless they get two frontline pitchers. You need Bauer, and you need the other kid that you're talking about.
Syndergaard.
Noel Syndergaard. I'm just so upset, Coach, that – it's 3-2, it's 2-1 Saturday night, then it's 3-3. Then you know the thing's going off the rails. What, they lose in the 10th inning? I'm just coming in from Phoenix. We're working out here in San Diego doing structural concrete. Quite a bit of work going on in town out here. The weather's a lot nicer. But you got to get two frontline pitchers, Coach. You can't, that bullpen. And then what, it was 0-0 to the 8th inning? I can't even look at my phone. I want to bust my phone, Coach. It's been, they score 4 runs. We get a run. Nobody does nothing in the 9th inning. Adios. Get swept by the stupid Braves. I just, it's hard to keep the faith, Coach. When this goes on, it's been going on since like 69, but it goes on year after year. there, and my mom says, why do you like the Padres so much? Because my dad was too busy, and my grandpa used to always take us to the games. I went to my first game in 69 at the Murph, and I'm so beside myself, I don't even know what to say, Coach. Trade whoever you got to trade. Get two frontline pitchers and keep Will Myers and make him play. Have a good evening, Coach.
All righty. Boy, James fired up on that one. A lot to digest. You're not going to be able to trade Will Myers to the New York Mets. I mean, the Mets have made a lot of mistakes. They're not going to take Will Myers off your hand. They don't need Kirby Yates because they're not going anywhere. There's teams out there. I was thinking last night, Jim, give me your take on this one. And we talked about this a little bit at the end of last week, Jim, is that Kirby Yates, would you trade him within the division? If you trade him to the L.A. Dodgers and go after a catcher like Will Smith, who came up earlier in the year, I know the Dodgers kind of look at Will Smith as being their heir apparent to Austin Barnes and Russell Martin. But, man, you get Will Smith, that young catcher, that wouldn't be a bad deal. But, again, you probably wouldn't want to trade Kirby Yates to the Dodgers.
No.
But, again, it's about the Padres getting better for 2020.
Yeah, but is their catcher going to be – I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
You look like a bobblehead doll.
I do. Because I'm shaking my head vigorously right now. No. Not to the Dodgers.
You got to get better behind the plate, don't you? Are you convinced Francisco Mejia is going to be an everyday major league catcher?
I'm convinced that we haven't seen enough of him to make that determination.
Okay. That's fair, but I think I have.
I'm convinced that Austin Hedges is destined to be a 180 hitter for the rest of his career.
I don't think Austin Hedges will be here after this year. I think they'll move him. You can't have a guy 206 as your everyday catcher. And it's not a small sample size. It's well over 1,000 at-bats
Just hit 220.
That's hard.
Very hard, apparently.
Yeah, it's very hard. I mean, he's got a 206 career average right now. That's not good, Jim.
It's not good.
No.
It's very bad.
You know, I saw Mejia, you know, letting him catch those three games over the weekend. And again, we send out our condolences to Austin Hedges' family. He's on bereavement leave. I don't know exactly what took place there. I know Eric Lauer's dad passed away, and that's why he's been gone from the ball club. But, you know, I want Austin Hedges to be the Padre everyday catcher for a long time. But they've got to figure it out, and I got to believe he's athletically good enough to figure it out to hit 220. And remember, just a couple of years ago, Jimmy hit 18 home runs. Last year, he hit 13 home runs. He had a really good second half last year. And then once again, he gets off to a start this year. It's been absolutely dismal. We're going to get to the bottom of the hour. When we come back, anybody out there, pay attention on Friday night when the Angels were honoring Tyler Skaggs and everything that went on there. Well, we're going to have talk a little bit about that, and we're also going to hear from Mike Trout as well when we return. Thanks for joining me today, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. You want to get online, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Coach John Cantara going to 3 o'clock in the Gwynn and Chris Show today, right here on 97.3 The Fan. .135 the time. Coach John Cantara with you until 3 o'clock today. We're going to get to that Angel game here in a minute, but I want to get back to the phones. We got a lot of people wanting to chime in, talk Padre baseball this afternoon. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Coming up a little bit later on in the 2 o'clock hour, we are going to be joined by Jeff Fletcher, who covers the Angels for the Orange County Register. I've never interviewed Jeff very much. Enjoy his writing. I think he does an outstanding job for the Register, and he's been around baseball a long time, and I'm sure he's never seen anything quite like what went on Friday night there at Angel Stadium. Let's get back to the phones. CJ in Imperial Beach, you're on with Coach John Cantara on 97.3 The Fan. How we doing?
I'm doing good, Coach. Yourself?
Doing all right. Just a little frustrated. I think this ball club right now is starting to really go the wrong direction. And, you know, when you take a look at the last couple of months, CJ, they're not having winning months. They haven't had a winning month since April.
Yeah, and I tell you, everybody wants to focus in on the bullpen and the starters, and there are issues there. But there is one issue, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, and all these statistics, and everybody wants to make batting average less exciting or hitting with runners in scoring position, not as important. Let me tell you something. You have two corner outfielders hitting 186 and 167 with runners in scoring position, and both have 19 RBIs, and we're already in the middle of July after the All-Star break. That is completely unacceptable. And I know that they've both hit over 25 home runs and in the top 7 or 8 in home runs across the baseball. But if you cannot hit with runners in scoring position, you're really a one-dimensional player, and really at that point, these guys should be batting 1-2 when nobody's on base, because they've got to be hitting closer to 280 with nobody on base. And they have got to fix that in that corner outfield situation, or they're going to continue to struggle, because Green and modern-day baseball have shown they will pull a pitcher after 5 innings if they think they can get a run with a pinch hitter. They've got to get better at producing when it matters. And when you have a productive out, you don't need to hit a 6-run home run. You just need to get a base hit. And I was so impressed with Naylor's at bat yesterday with bases loaded. It looked, you know, like I was golfing with a guy yesterday. He said that base hit looked like a Tony Gwynn base hit. He just took the pitch that was given to him and he put it where they weren't. And you know what? Naylor is hitting over 400 with runners in scoring position and 13 RBIs in only, I think it is 18 at bat. And that is what the Padres need right now. And if you're going to trade Yates to the Dodgers, there's only one guy I want, and that is Verdugo. And the Dodgers should have to overpay. They got a center fielder coming back in Pollock. You make it hurt for them to get Yates.
Well, I can tell you, A.J. Pollock had a pretty good ball game last night. He was 3-for-6. He had a 3-run homer, drove in another run. He looked pretty good last night. He wrapped that one homer early in the ball game, first inning, right around that pesky pull down the right field line. You know, the thing that saved Renfroe, though, CJ, and I'll let you go on this note, is he's had all this great success from the seventh inning on with some big home runs and big hits this year. But, no, I hear you. You're hitting under 200 with runners in scoring position. Everybody wants to talk about Reyes and, oh, man, he only, you know, he's got 25 homers, but he only got this many RBIs. Well, that's because he hasn't put the ball in play a high percentage of the time. CJ, always good to hear from you, buddy. Have a great day.
Oh, you have a great day yourself, Coach.
You know, it was amazing on Friday. And by the way, if you want to be a part of Bench the Coach, we've got Padre tickets. The winner, if somebody takes me down today on Bench the Coach, they win Padre tickets. Our phone number, call in, and we'll get you in the rotation for Bench the Coach at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Jim, when we went off the air, you and I went down to do our little promo for today's show on Friday. And, man, my phone's going off. I mean, it's crazy. Phil Maton got dealt to the Cleveland Indians for international bonus pool money. Andres Munoz got called up. That was at 3:08. I mean, couldn't they have given that to us at about 2:50 where we could have had breaking news?
No. And they kind of they just gave Phil away. It was.
I've seen enough of Phil Maton.
It was a seen enough situation.
He'd been up and down 4 times, and you know, every time it was getting to be
Robert,
honest with
Robert
you.
Robert Stock's next. Yeah, if they can,
he's on the IL right now.
Yeah, but you bring up Munoz, and we talked about it. Like, you can't even Bob Scanlon talked about it too. You can't put him in back to back days in pressure situations.
Well, no, you can, but here
you don't
here's
want
the deal.
To do it.
Well, no, if the guy's on the roster. He got a pitch when you need him. But the thing was, he had pitched a couple of days in a row down in the minor leagues, one day off, one day here. They didn't want to run him out there like 4 out of 5 days. So that's why. And then we saw him yesterday. And he looked good yesterday. I mean, I'm really excited to see where this kid's going to go. He could be the closer of the future here in San Diego. Andres Munoz. Let's get out to Bill in East County. Bill, you're next up with Coach John Quintero on a Monday. How we doing?
Good. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing all right. Just a little bitter because not only do I have to sit here and talk about those 3 games over the weekend, I can't go home and watch my Padres play tonight because they're off and come in here and hopefully talk about a win tomorrow. So it looks like I'll have to kind of suck it up until tomorrow night, and hopefully they win that game in Miami.
Well, I tell you what, they played a really good baseball team this weekend. Atlanta's probably one of the best teams in the National League, right up there with the Dodgers.
I agree.
If anybody's going to give the Dodgers a hard time in the postseason, it'll be the Braves, I think.
The Braves are really, really good, and they play good, sound, fundamental baseball.
yeah, they're strong through and through their lineup, pitching, offense. They got it all. The Padres, they're weak on offense. They can't get on base. They can't drive in runs. And their pitching actually is rated higher in baseball than their hitting. I just saw that this morning. They're rated in the middle on ERA, and they're rated towards the bottom on hitting. But I think if the Padres are going to get better, they need to swing one of those big deals where they trade four or five players to where they can get three or four players that are quality that can plug in some holes, whether it's pitching, catching, corner outfield positions, productive players. And I think that would be an avenue that they should explore, and I'm sure AJ's got everything on the table where he'll look at anything, and I think he should.
Well, there no doubt about it. You know, I said, and they actually made a promo out of it, I think, last week. Every day that you're a general manager of any team, it could be of a soccer team or a softball team. If you're the general manager, every day you put your feet on the ground, you got to find a way to try to make your organization better that day. And that's where the Padres are at right now. I got to believe that Ron Fowler and Peter Seidler, the owners of the ball club, I can't believe they're real happy today. They had some really good crowds out there, and the ball club couldn't get it done, and they did not play exciting baseball. It was not exciting baseball. That game yesterday was a snooze fest until Freddie Freeman hit that three-run homer in the eighth inning.
Yeah, the homer ball is just not going to get it done.
No, not at all. But, you know, Bill, if you had to make one move right now for the Padres, what would it be?
You know, I don't know. I won't pretend that I know what the market is right now. I mean, I don't know if it's a good market right now or a bad market, and I don't know what teams are offering and what they're wanting. I just know that if I think the optimum situation would be if the Padres could trade four or five ball players and maybe prospects, I don't know. But if they could find one or two teams that would be willing to, you know, open up their rosters and swing some big deals that maybe could work out for both teams.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, see, the clock is ticking to the end of July. Hey, Bill, great to hear from you. I like your perspective.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay, we're going to get back to the phones here in a minute. We're going to get to bench the coach, but I want to get to this sound regarding Mike Trout. An unbelievable game on Friday night, the first home game since the passing of the Angels left-hander Tyler Skaggs. Every coach, manager, players, broadcasters wearing the Angel jersey with Skaggs 45 on them. Tyler Skaggs' mother threw out the first pitch, fired a perfect strike. Mike Trout went 3-for-4, two doubles, his 29th homer, six RBIs. And, of course, the Angels fired that combined no-hitter between the opener, Taylor Cole, and Felix Pena. Here's Mike Trout talking about that unbelievable evening at Angel Stadium.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. Yeah, we were just talking about it in there. You know, it's scored seven runs in the first, ended with 13. Tyler's birthday is 7/13. You know, his birthday tomorrow. 13 runs, 13 hits. You know, obviously tomorrow's the 13th.
That was unbelievable. I mean, that was, you talk about surreal when Trout was talking about that, because Tyler Skaggs' birthday was on Saturday, and on Friday night, the Angels score seven runs in the first inning and win the game 13-0, 7-13. That was amazing, wasn't it, Jim?
And the last time that there was a combined no-hitter for the Angels, or no-hitter for the Angels in period, you know what day that was? The day that Tyler Skaggs was born.
Unbelievable.
Mike Trout hit a home run in the very first inning, 454 feet. Tyler Skaggs wore number 45. There was just so many things that all went back to Tyler Skaggs that it was kind of like eerie. It was really like, this can't be real, but it is.
You know, I was at home. I watched the Padre game, and then I knew what was going on with the Angel game, and I went to the Angel game. And when the game was over, they normally, on the extra innings package, as soon as the game's over, they show everybody hugging and shaking hands, and then, boom, they get out. You might get an interview from Alex Curry, who's their sideline person there for Fox Los Angeles or whatever it is, and then they go dark, okay, and they throw up the schedule for the next day. Well, the other night they stayed with it, and they came back to the press box with Victor Rojas, who's a fantastic play-by-play guy,
and I love them wearing the jerseys, too.
Oh, they look great in the jerseys, and, you know, I thought that those guys, because those guys have been doing Angel games for a long time, and Gubazaw's a former Major League pitcher. We remember him with the Kansas City Royals when they won the World Series back in the mid-'80s against the Cardinals. And those guys were, like, tearing up in the postgame. I mean,
how could you not?
That ceremony, well, yeah, if you couldn't be emotional about that, you don't have a heart. I mean, somebody needs to cut down the middle of your chest and see if you got a heart still ticking in there. I mean, to see Gubazaw and Rojas talk about Tyler Skaggs, and then you see the players one by one by one lay that number 45 down on the mound. That was unbelievable and very emotional. I'm sitting in my living room, and I'm getting teared up.
You're like, oh, my God. Like, everything that they're doing that they did after the game was spontaneous. Nothing was planned.
No.
They didn't plan it out. And then afterwards, Mike Trout had an interview on MLB Network, Kelly Nash, and they just both started crying.
Kelly Nash started crying, I know.
They both started crying.
I know.
I was like choking up hard.
You know, I tweeted out, you know, I've got this infatuation with Trout because not only is he the best player in baseball, but he's such a good dude. He's always got a smile on his face. He plays with youthful enthusiasm, and he just comes across as a guy that you'd love to have your daughter marry, you know?
One of the tweets that I saw that I thought was – it summed up the night perfectly. The Angels threw a no-hitter, and the best pitch of the night was the first pitch by Tyler Skaggs' mom.
And she fired it in there pretty good.
It was a strike.
I know it was.
Perfect strike from the mound, top of the mound.
She threw it to Andrew Heaney, who's was necessarily Tyler Skaggs' best buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That was really cool. But if you were at the Angel game the other night, love to hear from you. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We're going to get to bench the coach here in a minute, but back to the phones we head. Everyone, be patient. We're going to get to you. We're not getting out of here until 3 o'clock. Tyler in Mission Valley, you're on with Coach John Quintero on 97.3 The Fan. Great to have you today. Oh, I'm sorry. John in Pine Valley. John, you're on 97.3 The Fan. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Big John. How are you?
Doing well. What's on your mind today?
Well, I agree with everything you said about the Padres, except I know your voice for the Padres, too. My opinion, Green's got to go. He's the problem. Pitching to Freeman with Donaldson on deck was stupid. They should have walked him, set up the force play. Donaldson hurt us, but righty against righty, Freeman hit the snot out of that. Jimmy Sask and I were at the game. We were beside ourselves. You see, Coach Santana was at Valhalla. But I know you're a nice guy, John, but I think Mr. Green's got to go.
Well, I mentioned, John, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. I was at the game on Saturday night, and I thought it was mismanaged and overmanaged 38 different ways. And when you don't have a pinch hitter in the 10th inning, it wasn't like it was a 17 or 18 inning ball game. You don't have a guy left on your bench to pinch with the bases loaded, and you got to send Perdomo up there. I got a problem with that one. And I also thought that once they tied the ball game up and they had runners on first and third in the fifth inning on Saturday night, they should have went ahead and let Lucchesi hit with nobody out because you had Tatis and Hosmer coming up behind him, and you could have stretched Lucchesi another inning or two to where you didn't have to dip into that bullpen. So, you know, I think as far as Andy's concerned, I think, you know, this is the first time he's been given, and John, thank you very much for the phone call, a Major League roster. First 3 years, he was learning. You had a lot of guys that weren't necessarily Major League ready players, but now the clock's ticking. He's got a ball club that I think right now is underachieving. I think you've got some guys really having good years. When you got two corner outfielders that have 25-plus homers, you got a third baseman that's got 23, you've got a shortstop who's the talk of baseball right now. And by the way, Tatis Jr. yesterday went 4-for-5. He's hitting a cool .339 right now.
That wasn't even the most impressive thing he did yesterday.
No, he looked like Gumby going back into first base after he got picked off.
Wood said this on Twitter, even when he's right, or even when he's wrong, he's right.
That guy is unbelievable.
It was, I've never seen that ever before.
Hey, you know, the thing we got to start watching, you need 502, Jim, plate appearances to qualify for the batting title. And I don't know if he's going to get to 502 this year. If he plays every day, he may. But missing that month hurt. But who knows? If this guy can keep it up, we could be talking about this guy in the running for a batting title.
Well, he has 215 right now. About a hundred. He's about 100. I don't know how many he has actually.
Well, we got to look that up, because last night when I'm looking up that he goes four for five, I'm going, you know what?
He's hitting 339.
That's what I just said. That's why I'm saying this guy could be in the run for a batting title.
I'm emphasizing it, Coach.
Because Bellinger's not going to hit 340. I mean, Bellinger's starting to go down. He'll end up hitting over 300, but this guy gets a lot of leg hits. Bellinger gets a few leg hits here as well.
221 at-bats this year for Tatis.
He needs 502 plate appearances. That counts being hit by a pitch, by walks, and, you know, we'll see where that goes. Okay, it is time, once again.
It's time to test your San Diego sports knowledge and see if you have what it takes to try and bench the coach on 97.3 The Fan.
You ended it good last week, Coach.
Yes, I did.
On a winning streak. What are we giving away today?
Today, we're giving away a pair of tickets to see the Padres play host to the Baltimore Orioles on Monday, July 29th at 7:10.
All right, so today you're going to go up against Brian. Brian, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Brian, welcome to the program. Great to have you today, buddy.
All right, Brian. So this is how the game works. This is how the game works if you haven't played before. I'm going to ask you a question here. You first one to three wins. All right, if you both tie, then I'm going to ask you a bonus question, Brian. If you get that question correct, you have officially benched the coach. You ready?
Got it.
All right, so today's topic is Madden 2020. The game just released its ratings. Oh, wow. So today I'm going to ask you the top 10 rated quarterbacks in Madden 2020. You ready, Brian?
All right. So
so you go up first. Give me an answer. Who do you have?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's rated 96. Coach, you're up.
I'll go Philip Rivers.
94 rating. Brian, you're up next.
We'll go Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, rated 91.
How about Jared Goff?
Jared Goff is not in the top 10.
Really?
Yeah. Brian, this is your chance to take the lead here.
Oh.
And win the game.
Jeez. Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz. Ooh, no. Coach, rebuttal.
Let me see here. Who am I going to go with? How about Dak Prescott?
Dak Prescott?
Oh.
And no, not in the top 10.
Oh.
Brian, to win the game, who
Drew
do you have?
Brees.
Drew Brees is... correct. Congratulations, Brian. You have officially won and benched the coach today.
Hey, congratulations. You win those pair of tickets to see the Padres play host to the Baltimore Orioles again on Monday night, July 29th at 7:10. Good stuff there, Brian. Nice effort.
I'm going to put you back on hold, Brian, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
All right, thanks, fellas.
That's a wrap. The coach has been benched for now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, those were good today.
Yeah,
those were good.
They're a little tough. You would think that Jared Goff would be in the top 10, but he's not.
Oh, Dak Prescott would be in the top 10, too.
He's just outside the top 10, rated 83 overall in Madden.
Hey, we're giving away a lot of things today. Now, Laura Zakoff, you're our biggest fan. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973 to win a pair of tickets. See the Padres host the Baltimore Orioles also on July 29th at 7:10. And that also will get them entered to win our grand prize, the Vegas road trip to see Shania Twain at Planet Hollywood. Make sure to sign up at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan to enter. Again, Laura Zakoff, you have 10 minutes to call right now at 833-288-0973.
Do you know who the top-rated quarterback in Madden is? You didn't. No one said him. You and Brian didn't say him.
You know, I kind of got a little confused on with Philadelphia, Nick Foles or Carson Wentz. Who was the guy that was rated higher? Do you know?
Carson Wentz.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay. No, who was
this
it?
This should be a layup. Who was the MVP last year?
I don't have football. I'm not thinking football right now. I'm not
Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes, absolutely.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes, the highest rated quarterback in Madden.
That's good stuff right there. All right, we've got an hour to go, and I know everyone. Boy, Andy Green's starting to take some heat, isn't he?
Just a little bit.
Well, you know what? This ball
expectations,
club,
man.
Well, expectations, and you got some guys that are having some pretty good years. Again, when we come back, I'm going to kind of take you through March, April, May, June, and July. If you missed it earlier, again, the Padres now have dropped 7 straight at home. We'll come back, get hour number 3 underway, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Who would you be willing to give up to the New York Mets for Noah Syndergaard? I'll tell you what I think. When we return, Coach John Quintero heading to 3 right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.